This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Ian Fleming's much-loved Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the magical car, is back for more adventures. The last time we heard about the car, it was flying off into the distance. Ian Fleming, best known as the creator of James Bond, wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in 1964 for his son Casper. It was turned into a movie musical in 1968, starring Dick Van Dyke. Chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do? Don't you think it's time for a sequel? The family of the lady Ian Fleming did, and asked for one of the UK's best-selling children's authors, who's not J.K. Rowling, to do it. So Frank Cottrell Boyce got behind Chitty's wheel and created a new adventure, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Flies Again. Frank Cottrell Boyce joins us from the studios of the BBC in Liverpool. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here.
So tell us how this approach from the Flemings worked.
They called me up, and I couldn't really understand why, really, that they wanted to. I understood why they wanted to do another book, because the book is quite close to their hearts. The Fleming estate is owned by his nieces. So I guess Ian Fleming was their kind of magical uncle who told them all these great stories. So I think the book has a place in their hearts. And they asked me to write the sequel. I was really flattered but confused, I have to say, but really, really thrilled.
I love the Tudine family.
Oh, thank you.
Which, unlike some storybook families, utterly real. Describe them for us, if you could.
Well, there's a dad who has just lost his job, and he tries to cheer himself up by restoring an old VW camper van. And in restoring it, he comes across this amazing engine in a scrapyard, which he must have for his camper van. And of course, that turns out to be the engine of Chitty Bang Bang. And he's got a daughter who's a bit kind of gothy and hides in her room a lot, and a son who worships him called Jem, and this little baby, and a wife who he's in love with, which is actually very unusual in fiction. And actually, in children's fiction, the family doesn't really go off on the adventure. It's usual that you kill the parents at the beginning, or there's a war and you all have to be evacuated, or the child has a disease, or he's sent away to public school. You have to do something catastrophic at the beginning to get rid of the grown-ups.
Yeah.
And what charmed me about Ian Fleming's book was that the whole family is on that adventure, which I love that. I love that. It's so rare. It's so fresh. And I've really enjoyed writing the whole family for this one.
The car begins to fly around the world, and I want to draw you out on the section set in Paris,
right,
which I think is just wonderful. In fact, if I could get you to read a section, we will explain that Chitty Chitty Bang Bang begins to come down over Paris and settles on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And how do we set this up? Of course, the French police are alarmed.
But obviously, it's a security alert that they're on top of the Eiffel Tower, which is strictly no parking. So he has to explain why he's stopped there. He says, "I parked there because I wanted my wife to wake up with Paris all around her. I wanted to spread Paris at her feet like a big Paris-y towel at the end of a long bath." For a moment, no one said anything. Then someone started to clap. Then everyone started to clap, except the most important police officer, who wiped away a tear and sniffed and said, "I have investigated many crimes of passion, but I have never seen passion like this." He said this in French. What did he say? Said Dad. "He said something revolting," said Lucy. "No, what did he say?" "He said, 'Your mum were romantic.' It was disgusting. It really upset me." "I actually think that's quite nice," said Mum, "and also true. He's obviously a very good detective. He got that right." "Kiss her," yelled someone in the crowd. "Kiss your beautiful wife." "Yes, kiss her," yelled someone else. "Kiss her," shouted everyone else. "Please don't," said Lucy. "Oh, too late." Mum and Dad kissed, and 1,000 mobile phones filmed them doing it. Everyone's nightmare.
Are you one of these children's authors who'll tell us you don't write for children, you just write the best story?
No, I absolutely like for children. I love reading to children. As a children's author, you go to schools a lot.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I feel like a magician every time I do. I feel like Homer every time I walk in. It may be to do with the fact I've got a lot of children of my own. And the idea that I'll walk into a room where there are children who want to listen to me is an amazing thing.
How do you know, when you're writing, that you've written something that'll make a child laugh?
Well, because Chitty Bang Bang is a kind of a national treasure, my 11-year-old and my 5-year-old both really loved it. So I did genuinely read to them at the end of each day what I'd written that day, and they would tut or laugh or smile and talk about it a lot, because I did feel as though it wasn't my book, that I'd borrowed this national treasure, that the Flemings had lent me this gorgeous car to drive around in, and it didn't really belong to me. I had to make sure that nobody scratched it or burst the tires.
After they get off the Eiffel Tower, Chitty and the Tudine family continue to go around the world. They go into Africa. And without giving any plot points away, there is a moment when, how shall I put it this way, Chitty goes to pieces.
Oh, yes.
Which I won't explain how that happens or what winds up saying, except to read a quote from Jim, the Tudine family child, who says, "A van like Chitty is not just a heap of components. You can take her apart, you can take bits away, but somehow she'll still be Chitty."
Yeah.
What is the somehow in there?
It's that thing of, does Chitty have a soul? I think that's kind of ended up becoming the theme. You know, what are we when we take bits off ourselves, and when we change, that there is some essence of us still there? I think we all feel that quite strongly.
I may ask, since you are a wide-ranging writer, in addition to what you write for children, do you get to try a James Bond now?
No, I don't think I will do a Bond, actually. I mean, they do have someone writing Bond sequels, but yeah. It's Chitty for me, I think. I was never that into spies. For me, it's the comedy of the car, and dads and cars are just innately funny, aren't they? Because a dad behind the wheel of a car really thinks he's a boy racer, and at the same time, he's got all these people in the back who know that he's not. And that's a kind of innately comic situation, I think.
Well, Mr. Boyce, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure.
Frank Cuttle Boyce, author of the new Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, flies again.